And joining us now, Ambassador Joseph Wilson with J.C. Wilson International Ventures Corp., a former U.S. diplomat in Iraq. Is Ambassador Wilson, thanks for joining us. You've been on before, you know the drill. Let's tackle just for a moment quickly what we talked about briefly in the program, and that is this issue of the prisoners of war. And I wanted your take on this because you've been a diplomat in Iraq and that part of the world and understand public opinion. How do you think this will be perceived, the displaying of American prisoners of war on the Arab street?
Well, I think on the Arab street there ought to be some concern that this will, in fact, be seen by Arabs as a willingness on the part of the Iraqis to confront Americans invading an Arab country. You remember that when the World Trade Center was hit, the Arab street, there were many in the Arab world who thought that this was a good comeuppance for the United States. So it may play like that, unfortunately, because of course these are terrible things to do to American soldiers in violation of all the appropriate resolutions.
And these reports of Saddam and the Iraqi army doing, I guess, gamesmanship might be a good word, a surrender, a fake surrender here, not really a surrender, the use of disinformation and so forth. These are tactics that Saddam certainly is not unfamiliar with.
Sure. I mean, during the Gulf War, they used all those tactics. Just to give you an example, with our hostages, with our human shields, they violated the Geneva Convention. With our diplomats, they violated the Vienna Convention governing diplomatic relations. So we should not at all be surprised if they're in violation of every international treaty that they've ever signed.
Let's talk a bit about the diplomacy, because that's also swirling around the events on the ground inside Iraq. Iraq is warning Turkey not to support the United States. There's been an awful lot of discussion about Turkey and its help for the Allied forces. What do you make of that? A surprising or not so surprising diplomatic warning?
Well, I think I'm not surprised by the Iraqi diplomatic warning. There's not much they can do, though. They don't have a lot of forces up in the north. They've clearly decided they're going to defend Baghdad. That's what they're going to do. What's of more concern, really, is how you deconflict the Turks and the Kurds. If they decide to race down to Kirkuk, which is the capital of the oil-producing region, who's going to be there to prevent them from skirmishing with each other?
The war within the war is what they've called it,
exactly. And that was, I think, the most important reason for us to have wanted to be able to deploy troops from the north, was just basically to ensure that Kirkuk remained in the hands of the United States, essentially, and didn't fall prey to the sort of fighting between Turks and Kurds.
Let's talk a little bit more broadly on the diplomatic front. The Russian foreign minister the other day saying once again that the Russians weren't going to support any U.S. activity at the United Nations and reconstruction and so forth. This is a delicate bilateral relationship, Washington and Moscow. Are you concerned about fracturing of that relationship
in
this context?
Absolutely. I think after the battle for Baghdad is won, it's going to be in everybody's interest to regroup and become part of the rebuilding of Iraq. There's about $12 billion owed to Soviet companies, Russian companies, former Soviet companies, from pre-Gulf War type contracts. But moreover, I think the Russians are very concerned that an unstable Iraq impacts on the republics just south of now Russia, former republics of the Soviet Union, runs the risk of destabilizing the region in a way that doesn't advantage them in any way whatsoever.
And likewise, U.S. relationship vis-a-vis NATO countries. France, Germany are the ones that jump out.
Absolutely. After this is all over, we're going to want, I think, a broad partnership to rebuild Iraq.
How does that happen, though, a broad partnership with these countries that, at least publicly and globally, are now seen as at odds?
Well, you know, hopefully the need that is that will be Iraq in the aftermath of this battle will focus everybody's minds, and that's what one hopes, that the UN will come back in, the UN will work with the United States and its allies to put together the humanitarian relief and the development assistance that needs to be done in the aftermath. This is going to be a big problem. There is going to be, I think, an interest in sharing the burden and sharing the risk, because if it goes badly, we don't want to be the only ones who are blamed.
Wow. Very complicated situation. Ambassador Joseph Wilson of the J.C. Wilson International Ventures Corp. and a former U.S. diplomat in Baghdad. Thanks so much, Ambassador, for joining us.
My pleasure, David.
We appreciate your